Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli's top teacher.
Nikki and Spicoli Morning, Sweet 98.5. Talking this morning to Gina Pestel at St. Stephen the Martyr.
You are nominated and chosen this week's top teacher.
Thank you so much. I was floored with the announcement. I feel so honored and I cannot appreciate it anymore.
We're so excited to talk with you. You teach English Lit.
Yes, I teach English and then literature also.
My heart! I thought I was going to be you. When I first started college, I really wanted to be an English teacher.
It's a pretty great job. I gotta say, I love it. Literature is my number one love, just my love of reading and books. And I love getting kids excited, even my own children, about reading. So I thought if I can work in a place and get paid every day to do something that I absolutely love and pass that on to kids, that's where I wanted to be.
That doesn't sound like a job.
No, I know, exactly. You get paid to go every day to something that you love, and not everybody gets to say that.
Can you give Nikki an assignment right now then? Just... She sounds like she's excited to start doing homework right now.
We're working on expository paragraphs if you want to jump in.
Define that, please.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough word.
I had to look that up, too. It's informational paragraphs. So just organizing and getting informational paragraphs to put together.
The fact that you had to look that up, too, makes me feel a whole lot better.
Right.
Yeah, no worries. My partners and I did.
So by looking it up, you like went to Google or?
Yeah, really. That's our go-to.
I didn't know if teachers had like a special Google. We're like, oh, this is for teachers only.
Yes.
If we did, those kids would have already exploited it by now.
You got that right.
I taught and was an educator in Bellevue. I took a couple years off teaching, and then I came back 6 or 7 years ago, and I teach now at St. Stephen's here in West Omaha. And this is where I've been since then. And before, I taught 4th and 5th grade. When I came here, I started to teach 8th grade and then 6th and 7th. And I've kind of settled with 6th grade. I really enjoy the kids that year. And plus, they're not as tall as me until the end of the year. That's when they finally get taller than me.
Okay. So they're looking up to you and then they're looking down to you.
Yeah, that's what I told the 8th graders today when they said, Mrs. Pestel, are you going to teach us today? And I said, no, you're already taller than me. I can't.
What's your motivation? What keeps you going back for more?
The kids are my motivation. I absolutely love forming relationships with our kids and teaching them and getting to know them. Honestly, like I said, I get paid to do something that I love every day. And so, yeah, it gets tough. Absolutely. Teaching is a very tough field. But I can't think of anything more worthwhile doing for myself.
What is it like to give that love of reading to your students?
You know, reading kind of guides everything. When they're little, they're learning to read. And then as they get older now, they're reading to learn. I absolutely love it when I have a student who does not like reading, but by the end of the year, falls in love with our audiobooks. I had a student who did not like it at all, but by the end of the year, he had his mom go out and purchase a set of nonfiction books for him because he just loved what we'd read in class. And that made my day.
That's the biggest win.
Absolutely.
Is there a book that you assign to your students that you're like, this is going to change your life?
Yeah, we just started it. It's called Freak the Mighty, and it's by Rodman Philbrick. A story of two middle school boys where they seem like they're so different, but they actually form an amazing friendship. And it really does change the kids' lives when I teach that one every year.
And those are the things that stick with you,
uh-huh,
too. I still think about the books I read in high school.
Ramona Quimby.
We didn't have that.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
Yeah.
It is not an easy job to do every single day. There's a lot of hours and there's a lot of your own self that you put into the job every single day. And yeah, it is not for everyone. Thank you for being that person.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you guys.
You're the kind of teacher that we're looking for on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, along with Huntington Learning Center, Ronald McDonald House, DiGiorgio Sportswear, recognizing teachers and educators in the metro who are working so hard to educate. You're going to score $100 cash, school supplies, teacher lounge, treats, and a few other surprises.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm crying. Thank you. It means a lot. I appreciate it.
Turn your favorite teacher into a top teacher. Nominate them now at sweet985.com to win cash, school supplies, and more. From Huntington Learning Center and Ronald McDonald House, Nikki and Spicoli Mornings and Sweet 98.5.